Venezuela's president is asking opposition leaders to join him in a peace conference tomorrow. At least 13 people have died there in political street fighting over the past 2 weeks. And this morning, anti-government protesters are still blocking some of the capital's streets with burning trash. Venezuela, we should say, has one of the world's worst rates of violent crime. Inflation is running at 56%, and stores are often out of basic staples such as milk and flour. It is not clear who is going to come to this peace conference. One of the country's leading opposition figures is in prison, and another says it is just a publicity stunt by Venezuela's President Nicolas Maduro. In a moment, we're going to hear from one of the protest movement's student leaders, but let's begin our coverage with reporter Girish Gupta, who's covering the story in the Venezuelan capital, Caracas. Girish, good morning, and welcome back to the program.
Good morning.
So give me a sense of what you're seeing on the streets. What do these protests look and sound like?
Well, we're seeing barricades all over Caracas. We're seeing the burning of trash on the street, the banging of pots and pans, which is a traditional form of protest here. And this is waking people up quite early in the mornings and going on late into the night. Even late last night, there was tear gas from authorities. There were people pelting authorities with stones, with petrol bombs. Now, this isn't seeming to go away. This has been going on for about 2 weeks now in Caracas, then all over the country for even longer, for 3 to 4 weeks. In the west where this began, we're seeing even bigger, somewhat more organic protests.
Well, we know this country, Girish, is split between people who support the government's socialist policies, and you have more affluent Venezuelans who don't support those socialist policies. I mean, who are the people who are on the streets and leading these protests and sustaining them, as you say?
Well, that's about right. I think some opposition supporters would say that it's not just the more affluent Venezuelans who don't support the government, but frankly, that's generally the case. And the battle for the opposition over the last few years has been to attract the poorer classes, those people who did traditionally support the government of Hugo Chavez. However, I have to say that many people in the streets now just don't care. And that's what I meant when I said that these protests seem a bit more organic. I speak to protesters here across the country. They don't care about Enrique Capriles or Leopoldo López, who was the guy you mentioned that was arrested and jailed last week for instigating the protests. They don't care about Maduro even. They just want some change. They're tired of all the problems here, the economy, the crime. This country is one of the world's highest murder rates. Inflation, like you say, is up at 56%. They just don't care about traditional politics.
You know, you're describing this economic mess, which makes me want to try and understand why this oil-rich country is in this situation. I mean, why isn't the oil money in Venezuela actually helping to make people better off?
Well, that is the big question here, and that's the question the opposition often poses to the government. OPEC says Venezuela has the world's highest oil reserves, yet they don't necessarily seem to be making Venezuelans rich themselves. You've also got socialist economic policies such as currency controls and price controls, essentially devaluing people's money every single day.
Well, where do you think this might be going? I think a lot of the eyes of the world were on Ukraine recently. We saw a president actually toppled during a protest movement. Is it possible that President Maduro and Venezuela's government could be collapsing?
What surprised me, and I think many people here, is how long these protests have gone on for. It's been 3 to 4 weeks now, and they look to continue. I think many in the opposition, yes, they would like to see the end of Maduro's government. They're not exactly sure what they want, but they do want something different. However, it does also seem that the opposition doesn't have a coherent strategy to take power. There's no election coming up, so I don't necessarily think that Maduro's government will fall. However, we're seeing this talk of dialogue between Capriles and Maduro recently. Now, I don't know how realistic that is. I mean, Maduro calls the protesters Nazi fascists, and Capriles, in turn, used the word genocide to describe the actions of Maduro's government earlier this week. So it's difficult to see that the negotiations will work, but it might be the starting point for maybe a more moderate government here.
All right, we've been speaking to reporter Girish Gupta, who is covering the protests in Venezuela. Girish, thank you so much.
Thank you.